We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
I don't know what that was, but that was a good one. That made me get up and dance this morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You're listening to Songs That Move You. Today, it's love songs that move us. And the us is my sweet wife, Kim. Hey, hon.
Hey, honey.
Hey, thanks for being on the radio with me this morning.
You know, thank you for inviting me.
You know, you're always a great guest, and people who listen say they always like me better when you're around.
That is not that right? True. That's
no, I think
crazy.
I think that's the truth. I think that's the truth.
We just have a good time.
We do have a good time. We do have a good time, and we're gonna have a good time this morning. So we're gonna do some songs that that will celebrate the upcoming Valentine holiday. It's not a holiday.
Well, I mean, you know, it just okay. So
it's an event.
It's a day that Valentine's is on.
Yeah.
So is that a holiday? If we don't get off work for it.
No, you don't.
So that's how I determine a holiday. Do I get PTO?
Oh, okay. PTO.
No, paid time off.
Paid time off. Okay. I don't know about that. I never get it.
You're
never
self-employed. You get PTO whenever you want it.
No, I've never had PTO. That's crazy. God. I need some PTO. I do.
We picked out the list of songs that we picked out. I just, before we get into this, I want to make sure that everybody knows that I was asked to do the love songs, you know, the Valentine's week jam, and I'm happy to do that, but not all my songs are like love songs. They're
just songs
in which love appears.
What?
Well,
what are you talking about?
You were like, oh, well, all my songs are sweet. And I was like, well, clearly mine aren't. Did you see my list? You didn't say anything when I was picking my list out.
No, your list is fine.
Okay, well, that's cool. I just didn't want anybody to think that I'm sending shade to my husband, like, you know, with Adele or something like that.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Well, don't be sending any shade here.
Or a goodbye message, a coded goodbye. Oh, I'm 14.
Okay, well, all right. I feel like we're in the seventh grade.
Yes,
again.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's move on to your first pick here.
Cool.
What is your first pick?
My first pick is dedicated to my sister.
Whom you love dearly.
I do love her dearly. She is, so we did a little girls trip Saturday. Me, handful of friends, had a great day. Had a fun time, went over to Wilson, Arkansas.
Yeah.
And ate our weight through the Grange, which is a great restaurant. Anyway, Courtney was among the group. And we were going to take her car. She has the biggest car of all of us. And so she left her house, drove to out my house so that because I was going to do the driving anyway. On the way, she was getting ready that morning, and she was putting on her makeup, and Careless Whisper came on the radio and
by George Michael
which is a wonderful song. And Courtney kept putting on more and more eyeshadow, and if you know my sister, you're like, yep, that makes sense. Anyway, so she was running late because of Careless Whisper, and she stopped. She was supposed to stop and get gas because she didn't have that much gas in the car, but she only filled it up half a tank.
Yeah.
So when she got to our house. I got in the car, and I was like, what, you did not even stop. You've got half a tank of gas, and we're going to be like, she was like, I did stop to get gas, but I didn't want to be late, so I only got a certain amount. She panicked. So this is Courtney's forgiveness song, Careless Whisper. Courtney, I hope you enjoy this.
Yeah.
Oh, man, George Michael is bringing it this morning.
I love George Michael. Ugh.
So when were you listening to this? You were in high school?
No, I was younger than that when George Michael broke. Okay. Oh, my God. When Wham came out, it was the biggest deal. It was the biggest deal in the world.
Really?
The biggest thing that ever happened.
Wow.
It was so big. It was an MTV thing.
Yeah.
Also, okay. God, it was great.
Okay.
Wake me up before you go-go. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I never understood what that meant.
It doesn't matter. It wasn't for you. You don't have to understand everything.
You're right.
It's like the people complaining about the Super Bowl performance last night. It's not, if you don't like it, it's not for you.
It's not for you.
You just walk away. You're fine. Right.
Yes, you didn't. Hey. You didn't pay for this.
No, nope, not for you. That's okay. You know your stuff, and that's good.
That's right. Yeah. Why didn't they have, you know, country or something? But if they had had, you know, if they had had country music, they would have gone, well, this ain't real country.
I know.
You got to.
You can't make everybody happy. Like even 10% of the time.
You got to bring back. You know, Merle Haggard or something.
Bring back Merle Haggard.
There you go.
You know, we're going to have to light a candle in here for a minute for the Kansas City Chiefs. So,
yeah.
Woof.
Oh, that was a terrible
woof.
Game. Woof. Whoa, man. I mean, me sitting here talking about what a bad game. I obviously could not have played that.
Right.
I would have. I would have been in the hospital today, but
you couldn't have played the first play.
I know it. I would have gotten hit once, and every bone in my body would have been broken. But yeah, it was kind of an amateurish.
Well, the Eagles just played them like a fiddle.
They did it.
They were on Patrick Mahomes. Like, I mean, they knew.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was just crazy. All right, well, listen, we're going to move along here and play another song. Oh, did y'all ever get any more gas in the car?
We did. We had to stop and get gas. Courtney had to stop and get gas twice, which I think is hilarious, and the best Courtney story. It's just so typically her. Yeah. Like, she just panicked. The whole thing was just panic gas buying. She got half a tank. Oh, that's good enough. Well, I got to get more. Yeah, God.
Okay. I love it. So I'm going to play this next song, which is just to, you know, just it's my song for you.
You didn't tell me what this is.
Well, I know I didn't tell you. You're going to hear it.
Oh my gosh.
I think you'll know, but it's a really sweet song.
Oh,
some might call it a little bubblegum-ish. I don't know. But it kind of says what I want to say. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here you go. Here's your surprise song.
Gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, you got a boy child coming, gonna be a son of a gun. He gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what this all about. But you know I'm here. Black cat bone. I got a mojo too. I got the John the Conqueror. I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you girls leave me by my hand. Then they will know. 7 hours only 7 days only 7 months the seventh doctor said he was born for good luck and that you see I got $700 and don't you mess with me but you know
Well, well, well. That was a sweet song, bud. That was my love song to you, honey.
Thank you.
I'm your hoochie-coochie man. All right. Muddy Waters, of course, folks. Straight out of Rolling Fork, Mississippi. Yeah, that's how we like it. All right. Well, how'd you like that one?
That was very sweet.
I thought it was. It wasn't bubblegum, though, was it? No. Juicy fruit.
I'm not making any comments.
Okay, you don't have to make any comments. Okay, you have, let's see, you get to choose your next song now. What you got? Did you forget what you told me?
Maybe.
Okay.
No, there's a Michael McDonald song I want to play. I love Michael McDonald so much. This is not really a love song. This is a love lost song.
Oh, okay.
But I love Michael McDonald's voice. It's so good.
All right. Well, here we go, folks. This is your weekly dose of Michael McDonald on Songs That Move You. Everybody I have on here loves Michael McDonald, well, and I love Michael McDonald too.
Yeah.
So, all right, here we go. We're gonna do this. And you know, on the background vocals is his sister.
Oh, get out of town.
She's singing. Nice. Yes. I don't know what Linda McDonald or something. I don't know. Something McDonald. Here we go, Michael McDonald. Okay. I hope you don't keep forgetting.
I keep forgetting that I don't, that I'm not in love with you. Does that make sense? I love you is what I'm trying to say.
That's a good song, though.
It's a great song.
Yeah, funky as you want it.
Yeah, and you told me that Michael McDonald's sister is singing backgrounds.
Yeah, I said that before.
On the radio?
I already said that on the radio.
I thought it was while we were on the break.
You weren't listening.
No, y'all, I have ADD really bad, and so sometimes I forget, very simple things. Anyway, it's okay. Yeah. It's part of why you love me, right?
That is. Yeah. That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, well, we're gonna keep pushing along here. So, let's go back to the Super Bowl, man. I felt so sorry for the guys who were doing the commentary. You know, Tom Brady was doing the commentary on Fox and whoever the other guy
I don't know.
Was.
I thought Brady handled it beautifully.
He did handle it beautifully, but he had to tap dance so much because, the playing was just kind of stupid.
We got to talk about Patrick Mahomes waiting. He has the great pause defect.
Yeah.
I mean, he will wait and wait and wait and wait. And I know he's looking for he's looking for the right play.
Yeah.
But let the ball go sometimes, Patrick.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Well, he did that and the other team caught it a few times.
Well, I know. And see, here's the thing. I say that I'm trying to blame Pat Mahomes, but really the Eagles just, their defense cannot be trifled with. It cannot be. Yeah, so
I think you're right. And let me just say right here, 5 years ago, you didn't care anything about football.
No, I did not.
What has happened?
Well, I'll tell you, during the pandemic, during the pandemic, there was not, we were all looking for new things to get interested in. Yeah. I wasn't looking to get into football, but I mean, that's what we did on Sundays. And football's just about on every other day of the week. So I would sit on the couch with you and watch TikTok while you watched football. And then Taylor Swift started dating Travis Kelce.
Yep.
And I'm not the world's biggest Swiftie. I do love Taylor Swift. She's great.
Right.
But I became, I was like, oh, who's this Travis Kelce dude? So then I started kind of paying attention to the Chiefs. And then that bled over to the Lions and that bled over to the rest of football. And,
And what do I always say about football?
It's just a soap opera. That's
right.
All it really is.
There's
a lot of truth to that.
There really is. You know, and when we were watching the halftime show, this whole thing that I don't understand, all these rap beefs that people have. The rap singers don't.
You don't have to.
The other guys. Yeah,
it's
I don't
not
have
for
to.
You.
It's not for me.
Right.
It's really not. But that's just a soap opera too.
Yeah, for real.
And people talk about it like it's, oh my God, the big rap beef of, and I'm thinking it's a soap opera. Everything's a soap opera. Who shot JR on Dallas?
Who did shoot JR?
I don't even remember.
I never
watched that.
Was it his wife or his ex-wife or something?
Somebody shot him.
God.
And apparently, maybe he deserved it. I don't know.
I think he was a cad.
Yeah, he was
a rake.
Yeah, he had too much money, too much power, and all that. Okay, we won't get into that. We'll have people, our audience out there watching reruns of Dallas.
Absolutely not. There are people who do not remember Dallas at all.
Yeah, that is true. All right, well, tell you what, why don't we push it along here? And let me just say, folks, my guest this morning on this Valentine show, it's my lovely wife, Kim. Thanks for being here, honey.
Thank you for having me.
I know you have to leave a little early today because
I have a public speaking engagement.
That's right.
That I'm very much looking forward to.
Yeah, in Germantown, right?
No, it's in East Memphis at Second Presbyterian.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Maybe next time you can go to First Presbyterian.
But hey, we got a lot going on at Elmwood Cemetery this week. This Saturday, we've got Victorian Mourning Customs. We've got a tour.
Ooh, yeah.
That's going to be great. That's an indoor presentation. Then we've got Love on the Rocks tour.
Oh, yeah.
Mid-morning, that's an outdoor walking tour. And then later that afternoon, we've got The Plot Thickens, which is an indoor presentation about the writers buried at Elmwood.
Yeah.
So sign up for something this weekend.
That's great. You can go to elmwood.org.
Elmwoodcemetery.org, sir.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right. I'm gonna play my next song. And this song was popular when I was a teen.
Oh.
And yeah.
How many years ago was that?
Well, I don't even know how many years ago. But this is probably popular in the late 60s.
Okay.
And I've never played a... a song by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
No, you haven't.
Well, I'm going to play that now. And this
well, get
is,
on it.
This is a Burt Bacharach song. And this is my love song to you.
Man, I feel like I really failed in this assignment. I'm so sorry.
Here you go. Hang on.
You see this guy, this guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can tell we know each other very well. How can I show you? I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love. And what I do to make you mine, tell me now, is it? So don't let me be the last to know. My hands are shaking, let my heart break apart. I need your love, I want your love.
Alpert, huh? Who knew?
Tell
well,
everybody.
You didn't.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah. What a great song, though. I really haven't heard that song really in years.
I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Really?
Yep.
I thought you had heard every song.
I've heard a lot of songs, yeah. But if it wasn't played on the radio when I was little,
yeah.
Then, you know, sure. Chances are.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Herb Alpert. And what a beautiful love song. Burt Bacharach song. Burt Bacharach could write a song.
It sounds like a Burt Bacharach song.
Yeah. And but Burt only wrote the music, and I forget the guy, Hal David wrote the lyrics. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, folks, you're listening to WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. We're glad you're taking this little walk with us this morning. This is called Songs That Move You, and these are the songs that move Kim and me. So I hope you're enjoying this. This is our annual Valentine show. I think it's the first annual.
Our inaugural.
That's right. This is going to, we're going to continue doing this.
Sure.
We'll do it next year.
Sounds great.
It'll be our second. Okay. Okay, you get to name another song now.
We're going
to
do the Bee Gees next.
Ooh, the Bee Gees.
We're
going
to pick it up.
All right. Here, you ready for it?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. This is the Bee Gees. How deep is your love? Down this morning.
That is a beautiful song.
It really is. We're living in a world of fools breaking us down.
We are.
Wow. Yes.
And we're among the fools.
Are we?
We are two of the fools.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take that. Been called worse? Maybe. Somewhat. And I don't even care. I'm doing my thing, honey. Do your thing. Okay. Hey, folks, February is the Sustainer Drive here at WYXR. And if you would like to become a sustaining member, all you have to do is go to WYXR.org Is that right, Kim?
That is correct.
That's right. Go to WYXR.org and help us out. This is community radio, and we are doing this for you and the community and ourselves and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to move right along here. I'm going to do my next pick is a Paul Simon song. And I think, and it's called Something So Right. And I love the message of this, because he understands, you know, he has found somebody he loves, but nothing has really worked out for him before. And so you carry that baggage with you a little bit. And he says, I can't get used to something so right, you know, which is great. Here's Paul Simon.
Something so right.
Oh, man. You know, I don't know if I've ever heard a song that approaches relationships that way, you know?
Such a beautiful song. Really, that was a great choice.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. It's one of my favorite Paul Simon songs. And he is, man, what a writer that guy is.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. And he's not mentioned a lot when, you know, when people start thinking about the greatest American songwriters, you know? I don't think he is.
No, you're right.
Yeah, but he, man, I mean, you could just go on and on and on for days and talking about Paul Simon's writing. Okay, Kim is going to have to go. Do you want to say your goodbyes now?
Goodbyes now.
Okay, you got to go.
I got to go, but I wanted to tee up my next song.
Yeah?
It's an Ambrosia song, and you and I both like the song a whole lot.
Yeah, this is like 80s Southern California.
I love this song.
Cool pop rock. Yeah, me too.
When we were driving to Tulsa,
yep,
we listened to this song several times.
That's
and we
right.
don't even listen to, when we travel, we don't even ever turn on the radio.
I know.
But for some reason on that trip, we listened to music,
yeah.
which blew my mind.
I know.
And we listened to this one several times. Yeah. So.
Well, I'm so glad you got to come this morning, and I'm going to take the next 20 minutes on my own, if I possibly can. But I really enjoyed having you here, honey.
Thank you, honey.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Yes. What do you want? Flowers?
Nah.
New car?
I think,
diamond ring?
Yes, I do want a new car. Yes, absolutely. If you'll pay my truck off, that'd be great. Yes.
There you go.
Bye, y'all.
All right. Here we go.
There's a new sun arising.
New rise.
Kay, You're the Biggest Part of Me. That's a, what a great song. That is, that just reminds me of being in LA in the 1980s for some reason. I remember hearing that song all over the place. All right, whatever happened to Ambrosia? I'm sure one of my audience out there knows what happened to the band Ambrosia, because that was a great pop song. I love that. Kim had to slip out this morning. She had to go to East Memphis to do a talk, and I know she'll do a great job. She's a great speaker and great storyteller, so she'll be at Second Press this morning doing that. Is that what she said? Yeah, Second Press. All right, folks, you're listening to WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and we're glad you're here with us. We're going to play some more Valentine music. This song was popular when I was a senior in high school, and it was done by Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And, you know, when you're a senior, I don't know if they did this in your school, but they would, like, interview all the coming graduates, and they would ask you, you know, what's your favorite color, and what's this, and what are you going to do next, and all that. And it was, and they asked, what's your favorite song? And at that time, in May of 1969, this was my favorite song. And this is Blood, Sweat, and Tears with You've Made Me So Very Happy for our Valentine's show.
I lost that love before, got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came in. You came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
You made me so very happy that I want to spend my life thanking you. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
All right. David Clayton Thomas, man, what a song. I love that song. Takes me back to 1969. I can still remember what I felt like when I would hear that on the radio. Back then, of course, we only had AM radios in the cars, and I used to listen. I had all of the buttons set in our car to the cool stations. I listened to WMPS in Memphis because I grew up down in the Delta and we could get WMPS. We could also get WHBQ, and that's where I heard George Klein and kind of got to know who he was. And we had WDDT in Greenville, Mississippi, which was broadcasting all over the Delta, and they played pop music. And there was a station, I think KAAY, over in Little Rock that we listened to, and a station out of Shreveport, Louisiana that we listened to. But man, everything was about music back then, and I loved listening to that radio. All right, folks, we're going to cruise on down the line here. We got a few more minutes left. I'm going to play a couple more songs for you. I want to do a song, a love song by Merle Haggard. So here we go with Merle doing That's the Way Love Goes.
I've been throwing horseshoes over my left shoulder. I've spent most all my life searching for that four-leaf clover, yet you ran with me chasing my rainbows. Honey, I love you too, and that's the way love goes. That's the way love goes, babe. That's the music God made for all the world to sing. It's never old, it grows. Losing makes me sorry. You say, honey, now don't worry. Don't you know I love you too? And that's the way love goes. That's the way love goes, babe. That's the music God made for all the world to sing. It's never old, it grows. Losing makes me sorry. And you say, honey, don't worry. Don't you know I love you too, and that's the way love goes.
All right, Merle Haggard, That's the Way Love Goes. Okay, that was a good one. Folks, we are glad you took this little ride with us this morning. You've been listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. And we are underwritten by Youth Villages, and I so appreciate that organization. I'm going to play another song, and let me tell you what, you need to stick around because the new Soft Shoe Show is next, and David is here queuing up some stuff, and let me tell you what, he plays some of the coolest stuff, maybe that you've heard, but probably that you haven't heard. So stick around. David, you on this morning?
I'm on.
All right, David is on, folks, and he's ready to play some music for you. And we're going to end it with, what are we going to end it with? Let's see here. Here we go. We got an Art Garfunkel song. This is another great love song. I Only Have Eyes for You.